T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great Steelers analyst, former Steelers linebacker Arthur Motes, who just watched day 14 of Steelers training camp. Arthur, in your opinion, the biggest story to come out of today's practice?
George Pickens, without a doubt. This dude has obviously been showing, you know, why he was drafted where he was and the excitement around him. But the more and more you see this dude, today, for example, in two-minute drill, he was just taking over the practice, catching two bombs from Mason Rudolph, actually. One being, what, a 30, 40-yarder, and then turning around and having another 20-yard one-hander back in the end zone. George Pickens, without a doubt, to me, has been the story of not just today's practice, but the story of camp.
How good can he be in year one, Arthur? Like, I brought this up to Pony yesterday. Three greatest rookie wide receiver seasons I can think of is Randy Moss, and then the last 2 years running, Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. Like, are we inching closer to him getting mentioned, like he's got that kind of potential? I almost feel ridiculous saying it, but that's the way. No, I'm serious, though. Like, I don't want to say it because it sounds so absurd, but I've not heard a negative syllable about the guy.
Yeah, because in all seriousness, man, he has looked the part, even dating back to me watching him when he first came on the scene in OTAs and minicamp. You could see that he looked different. He had that alpha mentality where he didn't have to do a lot of talk, and his play has really just shown. And even now where he's getting more comfortable to where he isn't afraid to talk a little bit more. I believe it was yesterday's practice, him and Cam Sutton going at it. He catches a touchdown pass on Cam Sutton in one of the drills, hits the gritty on him. Cam Sutton's pissed off, so they run it right back. He scores again, hits the gritty even longer this time. I mean, that's the type of energy. Those are the things that he's been doing. And part of it, yeah, you start to ask those questions. I've been having similar internal discussions. Is this kid really like that? Or is it the alternative where maybe our DBs aren't as good as we think they are based on, you know, the expectations we've had for them? So it's kind of like me playing that tug of war within myself. I think the biggest testament, though, that we will see in terms of how legitimate or how much we should really start to buy into it is when we start seeing him in these games doing it. Because it's one thing to do it in practice. It's one thing to do it versus guys you're familiar with. Or even in the sense where we speak of our defense, we don't talk about our corners in the same way that we talk about T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Cam Hayward.
Yep.
So is it a byproduct of the DBs not being as good as we think they could be, or just being good and not great? Or is it truly that George Pickens is one of these guys, a Ja'Marr Chase type, a Justin Jefferson type, which at the same time would not surprise me, because prior to the injury that he sustained in college, that was the talk, that he was going to be that next great wide receiver coming out of the SEC to be a top pick, and it just so happened that he was hurt.
Arthur, body type-wise, style of play, what he looks like in person, we've only seen the highlights, Chris and I. Who does he remind you of?
Man, that is the difficult thing, because he has really good size. I mean, you think of like how A.J. Green was built, but to me, I think that he still has good muscle with him. He has good, in terms of just how put together he is, he doesn't look like a frail or small receiver like when you think of A.J. AJ at times look long and very lean. I think that George still has a little bit more muscle mass to him, but he still has all those elite traits that you love to see in these receivers that are taking over the NFL in terms of the speed, in terms of the getting in and out of the breaks, that ability to pluck the ball off the air. We haven't seen that in Pittsburgh consistently since Antonio Brown. That's what George Pickens also brings to the table, and that's the part that really intrigues me, because that helps out these quarterbacks. He gives you all of that.
I'm just going to go with a cross that you answered that, Arthur, with a cross between Randy Moss, Megatron, Julio Jones, with Rice's,
Jerry Rice's
route running ability, AB's work ethic. Yeah, we're just going to blend them all together.
We know that that is how the crowd is going to take it, because whenever they're excited about a player, I remember it was a time that somebody told me that Mason and Duck were going to be better than, you know, a Josh Allen and who else is out here.
God.
In the NFL. I mean, it's like that sometimes.
Arthur, it's so weird. Arthur, it's so weird, though, dude, that you bring that up. It's so weird that you bring that whole dynamic up, because, like, we've got people occasionally in our mentions telling us to pump the brakes about George Pickens. Yeah. He hasn't played in a real game. And, like, I get all that. And these are some of the same people who have seen Mason Rudolph play in real games. They're like, hey, give that guy a chance. Stop being so mean. I don't get it.
It's one of those things, man.
Okay, so you're a linebacker. You didn't play inside. Played, obviously, God, I can't talk today, on the edge. But how has the Devin Bush-Robert Spillane battle looked to you? Because that one really is a battle.
Yeah. No, without a doubt. And it's something that's been heating up. To give the large overview, I think both players have been playing well throughout camp. I think the biggest difference between the two players is Devin Bush hasn't had as much splash plays as Robert Spillane has had. So even though both are playing well, Spillane has been able to do things a little bit more frequently that catches your eyes, whether it's a back-on-backers drill, whether it's some of the things where you can really see his physicality coming into play, and even to the point where he surprised some of us in some of his one-on-one coverage. I just think for Spillane, we know that expectations are never the same for him as they are for Devin Bush. So even though Spillane has been doing a little bit more to flash, I still feel like Devin is consistently having a really good camp. It's just one of those things that you want to see some of the TFLs. You want to see him getting his hands on a little bit more footballs. Now, these past two practices, he's been a lot more active. He's been a lot more productive. But once again, you just want to see it more consistent, not 2 days here, couple days of no real splash, nothing really flashing. We want to see it just on a more consistent basis. But I think coming into this game on Saturday, I think that's going to be a nice big test for both of those guys. For Spillane to see that, all right, you may look good against these guys here, but you've been seeing these guys here for the past 2 to 3 years. You're going to understand what they do well and what they don't do well. You know their tips, their traits, and stuff like that. So that should help you. But what happens when you're not familiar with the Seattle Seahawks running back? You're not familiar with the Seattle Seahawks tight end, Devin Bush? What happens when, you know, this guard isn't coming up and he's just going to be nice and getting body position? He's actually going to try and take your face off. How are you going to react in those moments? That's the next test for both of those guys in this competition. But it is really good between both of those dudes. I just think the slight edge goes to Spillane because he's giving you a little bit more splash on a day-in and day-out basis.
Former Steeler Arthur Motes with us here on The Fan. He was at practice. It was moved up again early start
all
time
these
because
early,
of the Doppler.
All these early starts, man.
Yeah, had to get ahead of the Doppler.
Going on right now.
You had to get ahead of the Doppler. I know you're not a huge morning person per se,
like
James Harrison, so you would have preferred the afternoon practices. Quarterback performance today, what did you make of the three guys in today's practice, Arthur?
Yeah, so going into these past 4 to 5 practices, I think all three of these guys have been playing a lot better. We know early on those first 2 weeks, the reports were Mason Rudolph was the front runner because of how consistent he was playing. We said that Kenny at times was looking like a rookie. And with Mitch, it kind of came down from that OTA and minicamp hype. Well, this, you know, strain or span of practices that have just happened, man, to me, I think that all of these guys have improved their play. I think Kenny has probably taken the most in terms of his leap of growth, but he's still having his normal rookie stuff, right? You'll see him make a nice 30-yard pass, and then he'll come back and overthrow or underthrow something. Similar thing could be said for Mitch. I think that Mitch has been the most consistent these past couple of practices in terms of just looking the part, looking more comfortable, and just looking like he's in more command of the offense. With Mason had a really good day-to-day stretching the field. We talked about what he was able to do in 2-minute drill with George Pickens and ultimately starting to build that rapport. But still with Mason, we still see some of the things that have plagued him throughout his career. When that first read isn't there, he is really in a hurry to go to that check down. He's really in a hurry to go dump it off to a running back or a tight end instead of trying to just extend the play a little bit longer or just being a little bit more comfortable in that vein. That's something that he still has to improve upon. But all three of these dudes, man, they've looked – I don't want to say I'm surprised by it, but they've looked kind of what we expected, like young quarterbacks trying to figure it out. they're going to have some good plays, and they'll put together two or three good plays in a row, but then they're going to have that one to two bad plays coming after that, and that's the biggest difference from when you're talking about your true franchise-caliber guys, your true and defined QB1s. You just know play in and play out what to expect, whereas right now, these guys are still growing into that, and I think that all three have shown various levels of potential to be QB1, but we just got to see more consistency. And starting on Saturday, I think that's going to be a big opportunity for one of those guys to really make a move to be in that QB1 for us.
So you're a former defensive player, Arthur. Of those three passers that we're talking about, who has had the most moments that you've seen where you would say he might not have been the best, but that guy has the biggest potential to be a problem for an opposing defense? Like, who's made the most wow plays over all of those three guys?
So that's a great question. My problem is the answer, in a sense, is all three, but they're all directly correlated and related to George Pickens, and that's my other issue. All three of these guys have looked top flight at some point in time in practice, but the guy that they were working with is George Pickens. So I'm having this debate of, is this a byproduct in terms of them looking good? Is that a byproduct of George Pickens being dominant at times in practice? Or are these guys really stepping up to that point? When all of their deep passes, all of their wild plays are with the same exact player, it's really hard to differentiate. But what I will say is this. I still lean a little bit more Mitch right now just because he still looks the most in control. He doesn't look like he's getting rattled. We talked about with Mason, right? When that first read hasn't been there at practice, sometimes he looks a little rattled. With Kenny, at times, it's not that the first read isn't there. It's just that he's a little late on his read, and now that window has passed, and now you're seeing the athletic ability that makes him exciting. That comes on display, but you're asking yourself, hey, man, was that necessary? If you just make this read and you get it out on time, you don't have to be a hero right here. Whereas with Trubisky, I think that he's been the most well-rounded, the most complete, and the most in control pre-snap and post-snap. And that's why, for me, I would say I would still lean him right now. But it's still very hard to tell with these guys because all of their wild plays predominantly have been with George Pickens.
Is George Pickens going to be the best receiver on this team by the end of the year?
Wow. Now he's really putting you on the spot.
Honestly, I would not be surprised. Barring anything health-wise, to me, he's been the most consistent and the most dominant receiver in training camp.
Arthur, you have such a unique perspective on things. We appreciate having you on so much because of that. You give us ideas. You say things from a former player's point of view that Chris and I can't relate to because we don't have your story. So you might have picked up on something at, say, camp today, or you're watching a player or another storyline in camp that might be out of sight, out of mind. To Chris and I, we're focused on quarterbacks. We're feeding into the George Pickens hype machine. What is a former player like Arthur Moat seeing at practice that you think, hey, this is actually a big deal, but it's not something that, you know, the afternoon guys on the fan talk about every day?
Man, I would say Chris still, the undrafted free agent out of USC, the cornerback, and Jaylen Warren, the undrafted free agent running back out of Oklahoma State. To me, both of those guys have been putting together really impressive training camps. Chris Bill has had multiple interceptions. He's been matching up really well with some of his man-to-man coverage and just providing that spark, that excitement in the secondary. And then when you talk about Jaylen Warren, this is a dude that by Najee not being as available through all these practices, Jaylen is getting more opportunities. And Jaylen is showing that the workload isn't too much from him for a mental perspective, but then also the physical conditioning element as well. He looks the part. And he's a guy that when you talk about finishing runs, being physical, you talk about some of his blitz pickup, he's really been turning some heads. And I'm excited to see him, more importantly, on Saturday as well, because we know that running back two competition is still wide open. Benny Snell has, I think he's the front runner right now. But to me, Jaylen Warren is building a nice foundation. It's really going to depend on can he do the things that he's been doing in practice in these preseason games, along with making tackles on special teams, because that is the biggest thing that Benny Snell has going for him as RB2 compared to some of these other guys.
Arthur, during your Twitter sabbatical, where can people get your stuff while you're off?
Man,
while you're offline?
Yeah. Check me out on YouTube, man. Everything is right there. Just type in my name, Arthur Moat. You'll see the verified page. And, yeah, we'll go from there, baby.
Sounds good. Thank you, Arthur. We appreciate it.
Hey, always appreciate y'all as well, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.